BBC News. The charred London tower block engulfed in one of Britain's worst fires in modern times is being inspected to see if it's safe for firefighters to finish looking for bodies. 17 deaths have now been confirmed, but many people are unaccounted for. The emergency services say it may be weeks before they complete their search. Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has appeared before an anti-corruption panel investigating the sources of his family's wealth following accusations of improper financial dealings. The Supreme Court previously ruled there was insufficient evidence of corruption to remove Mr. Sharif, but ordered further investigations. Lesotho's incoming Prime Minister's wife has been shot dead 2 days before his inauguration. The police said Thomas Thabane's wife, Dipolelo, was killed on Wednesday while driving south of the capital, Maseru. They parted in 2012. The United Nations has expressed grave concern about the conviction of one of its judges in Turkey on Wednesday. Judge Aydin Sefa Akay was convicted of belonging to what Turkey calls the terrorist organization led by Fethullah Gulen, the US-based Muslim leader the government blames for a coup attempt last July. The U.S. has agreed to sell the Gulf state of Qatar $12 billion worth of F-15 fighter jets. This is at a time when Qatar is embroiled in a major row with neighboring states, including Saudi Arabia, that accuse it of funding jihadist groups across the Middle East. The Americans recently agreed a $100 billion arms deal with the Saudis. The Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has been recorded mocking Donald Trump during a speech at a dinner with journalists in Canberra. Mr. Turnbull mimicked Mr. Trump and alluded to the US president's alleged links with Russia. "I have this Russian guy," said the Australian Prime Minister, to laughs and applause. BBC News.